الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد. During the month of Ramadan, we must continue carrying out righteous deeds and good actions. We must increase in our taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must continue to protect ourselves and our actions and our thoughts, and also protect our family, our community and our nation. I'd like to share with you a beautiful story from the great grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, known to all of us as Imam Ali Zainul Abidin. And he received this title Zainul Abidin, which means the ornament of the worshippers, because he was known to all of those around him to be a devout worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout his life, he strived to contribute to the community and look out for the welfare of those around him. He often gave donations as well as gave out money to those people that were in need. He was also often seen going around the city of Medina, but people didn't know why he would do that. And he would go every night with food packets and he would place them in front of homes of those who were needy. No one knew that it was actually Imam Zainul Abidin who was giving food to them. All they would know is in the morning food would be there. However, when Imam Zainul Abidin, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, rahmatullahi alayh, when he passed on, the community realized that the donations that they had been receiving all this time came from the descendant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And now that he had passed on, they were no longer receiving these particular rewards. So the character of Imam Zainul Abidin is something for us to look on, that we need to always be concerned, not just for ourselves, but for our neighbor, for our community. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَلِعِمَّاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. That if you give charity openly, it is a good thing. But if you keep it secret and give to the needy in private, then that is better for you. And this action will remove from you some of your bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of the things that you do. So during this Ramadan, it's important for us not just to focus on ourselves or our direct and immediate family, but also to look out for our community, for our neighbors, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim neighbors, and look far and wide towards our community and learn from the story of Imam Zainul Abidin. Even Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi reminds us that we all have a duty as Muslims to respect our neighbors, to take care of our neighbors, to be well-mannered and well-behaved towards our neighbors, to have goodwill and have good rapport with our neighbor, to create a conducive and positive atmosphere and environment with our neighbors. Therefore, this Ramadan, make sure that we strengthen our relationship with our neighbors and have good relationships with our neighbors. All of us want to live in a peaceful and harmonious community and society, but all of us also have to have a role to maintain in this particular society as well. A peaceful society does not come just on its own. You have to participate in that society as well. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam reminds us, there is no good in someone who constantly offends his neighbors, even if he is among those who constantly perform acts of worship. So just because you do all of your fara'id, your sunnah, your wajibat, your nafal, and you are a good worshipper and servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you are not polite and kind and considerate towards your neighbors, then there is no good in that particular individual. Thus, all of us as believers, as Muslims, especially during the month of Ramadan, we need to take those extra small steps to preserve and nurture good relationships with our neighbors. We must strive to overcome challenges in that process as well. Challenges of conflict, of misunderstanding, of anger or dissatisfaction. Whatever problems that we have or misunderstandings that we have, we need to enable our good character and good behavior to overcome all of those things and maintain civil, good, cordial relationship with our neighbors, kind and considerate relationships relationships with our neighbors. This is why we need to increase in our level of tolerance, we need to increase in our level of patience, and we need to train ourselves to manage our emotions much more better. So this very first thing that I mentioned of strengthening our ties and having good relationship with our neighbors should be something that we all encourage within ourselves and within our homes and our family members as well. The second thing that we can do during Ramadan is be aware and also be sensitive towards our surroundings as well. Don't just think, oh, the neighbors, they're there, they're fine, everything is hunky-dory. No, we should have this concern and nature and have this self of concern for other people, not just for ourselves. So this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that he is not among the true believers who is full, who eats to his full while his neighbors are hungry. So during these challenging days and nights, and especially during this month of patience and perseverance, we need to remain resilient and we need to remain sensitive and caring towards our neighbors as well, and make sure that we share our food with them as well. Make sure we knock on the door, we ask them if they are struggling or if they are okay, and we provide some form of connection to them, some form of support to them as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to remain resilient during these difficult days and months, and for us to protect ourselves, our family, and also to protect our neighbors and our community from the situations that we are all living in. Jazakumullahu khairan.